It is now time for our dose of rail reality. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Marcel Henry joins us this morning. Hi there.
Hey, Catherine. Happy Thursday.
Hey, so big news conference yesterday, huh?
Yeah, pretty big, pretty interesting. This was a news conference with Mayor Kirk Caldwell and a few members of his staff and his cabinet regarding rail operations as we supposedly get nearer and nearer to interim service starting possibly by the end of the year. That's what they're still hoping for. They basically announced that last week they signed kind of a more official deal with Hitachi Rail Honolulu for what it will cost for that company, at least, to operate the rail system once it gets up and running.
And we should let our listeners know that Hitachi took over Ansaldo, right? Because Ansaldo
right.
was
so,
the original
company. Right. So this was formerly Ansaldo, and the name changed when Hitachi purchased Ansaldo a few years back. So when we say Hitachi Rail, we are basically calling we're referring to what used to be Ansaldo and the same company that's been working on rail for the past under a decade or so. And so this is a company that is both building they call it the brains and the trains of the system, the driverless trains, the communications and the signaling system. They're designing and building this, but they also have a contract to eventually operate and maintain the system for the first 13 years or so. And so what they did yesterday is they basically refined and updated what that cost is going to be now that we are much closer to service than we were, about 10 years ago when they were looking at these costs. And I can tell you that is $918 million over 13 and a quarter years. And it roughly comes out to about $69 million a year. But also to add another caveat to that, that is not the full cost for what it'll take to operate the system year in and year out. It excludes issues like security, electricity, the power to power the trains running back and forth on the elevated guideway, and administrative costs and all sorts of other things. Overall, they expect it will cost about $127 million total when you factor in everything to run rail annually on an annual basis. And that's once you have the full system up and running. So that's, the full 20-mile, 21-station line to all of Moana Center.
I know when I was looking around at the coverage on this issue, I kind of gulped when I saw that it was $100 million more. But I guess, what better data now and better sense of what it's going to cost?
Right, and to give the listeners a sense of what you're referring to there, back when they first signed this mega deal with then Ansaldo, now Hitachi, is about $1.4 billion, and it amounted to about $830 million over the same amount of time to operate. So now we're up to $918 million. Basically, what they're saying is there are some enhancements that have that they added in the process of putting rail together, more personnel at stations, things like that. They're also running 4-car trains instead of 2-car trains. So that's kind of the general explanation they gave for why it's more overall to Ansaldo and now Hitachi than it was when they first inked this deal.
Okay, so a little Italian and a little Japanese. But now, how does the whole private-public partnership deal work in?
That is the big question. It's a good question. What we basically know at this point is that whichever bidder wins on this critical contract to finish the rail and also to operate it for about 30 years. Basically, this Hitachi deal will get lumped into that for whomever the winning bidder is. In other words, Hitachi would essentially work as like a subcontractor to the winning bidder for its operations component You know, it really remains to be seen, I guess, how that pencils out for these bidders who are interested in this 30-year operations deal, right? How do they profit? How do they make it pencil out? That's kind of the question. But what we do know for sure is that, you know, this component will get lumped in to that that public-private partnership.
It was interesting, you know, recently when Hart held their open house at the mm-hmm. new rail station out on the west side, you know, I was amazed at how many people showed up there. It was really interesting to see. And a lot of folks who maybe wouldn't be on the route just said, well, we want to see what we paid for.
Right. I think, you know, we tend to get, just totally mired in the details of this, right? And as we should, but it really should be stated that, you know, I think there really is a lot of interest in what this is going to look like. You're seeing the driverless trains running more as they test, you know, in Waipahu. So people on the west side are really getting a good sense. And yeah, I think, you know, you're going to see maybe some perceptions of this change once, if and when they finally get these trains running for
okay.
the public.
Well, we'll see you on the train, Marcel.
You too. Thanks, Catherine.
All right. Thanks so much. That was reporter Marcel Henry with today's reality check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.